I said I was going to discuss a pasuk in Chumash where the Torah speaks about the Issa of Zemira. Karma chalosizma. Pruning is not permitted in the Shnas HaShemitah. So, Rishonim and Achronim have a field day discussing what exactly the Torah prohibits. And in what tzmachim, in what types of growth is the Iser of Zemira, pruning, operative? So we mentioned a Gemara in Vayikra yesterday, which is very relevant again to this issue. So if you look at the bottom again of page number one, going over to page number two, we had mentioned yesterday that one of the distinctions between the Shabbos and Shvius, in Shabbos there's a concept called Avos Melacha and a concept called Tovos. The Gemara says here that with Rabbi Shvius there's no concept of Tovos. And the Gemara proves this on the top of the Gimel Melal, page number two. The Gemara says a pasuk in Bahar, where the Torah says, Uvashon HaShvius, Shabbat Shabbosom Yel Oretz, Shabbos Hashem, then it tells you, Sod Chol Sizra, not to sow your field, Karma Chol Sizra. And then it mentions separately, not to prune. So the Gemara asks, Mifti, let's see. Zmira, Michlal Zriya. Zmira, pruning is already subsumed on the sowing. Because both are essentially designed to promote growth. Ubitzira, Biglal Tzira. The Torah has two separate Yisurim, one called Betzira and one called Ketzira. It says, Esviach Ketzircha lo siktzor, don't reap the svichim, the wild outgrowth, v'yasin v'nizirecha lo siktzor, and don't harvest the anovim, the grapes. L'may hilchus l'kasin rachmana. Why the Torah use extra verbiage? Extra wording. So the Gemara says, Lamemra, Diahani told us Bechai, Rachman Isalam Bechai. You're only liable for these Tolos, and for any others, you're not going to be liable. The Gemara continues, and we read actually part of this, I just want to read it again. The Gemara then goes on to list a whole series of Isurim de Rabbanim. There's a long, long list. The Gemara includes Nikush. The Gemara includes Idur, Kisuach. Rashi explains all of these items. Number one, Idur, where you are digging under the geffen, under the vine, in order to heal the property. And Kisuach, which is basically mowing the lawn. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara dashins, not even melacha in the sode, and not even melacha in the keren. But now the Gemara goes on to say, and this is the Gemara I'm going to focus on tonight, which is line number 10. Minayin shein mekarsimin vein mezardin vein mefaskin be'ilon. These three melachas, and these are actually terms that are used even in modern agriculture. Namely, number one, mekarsimin. So Rashi here translates, what does the word kirsum mean? Hainu zimur. Rashi said that's exactly the act of pruning, the kasem. But it's relevant to trees, to ilanos. Zemira is relevant to shrubbery. And kirsum is relevant to ilanos. Next, ein mezardin, says Rashi, mechate chanofim gebeshim belachim. You're cutting off those that are dry, those that are moist. Apparently this tree is laden down with all types of growth and it's weighing on the tree heavily. So we have to somehow get rid of the excess anafim. That is the second term, mizardin. Finally, ein mefaskin be'ilon, says Rashi, somtim ha'ilon, shuranan yoter midai. So the Gemara says, what about these three actions that the Gemara assumes that you have no right to go ahead and engage in any of these three activities. And the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that we mentioned has to be read in a certain kind of way. Tamalomar, Gemara says, Sad chalom, kam chalom. Lo kol malacha shebesadecha, lo kol malacha shebekamecha. Not every work in the field, and not every type of work in the kerem. And the Gemara uses that pasuk to teach you these three actions. So Rashi is translating it, as we pointed out. Rashi already is omed on the distinction between all these three. Now, I just should mention, I guess, the Chagat, certainly this is probably a significant statement regarding Rashi. That is to say, Rashi and Moikon. Did Rashi write the Perish and Moikon? So this is not my area. I leave it to Rav Shlita. But there's no question it's not Rashi. It seems to be something a bit later. Rashi apparently, or the fellow who wrote this Rashi, copied Ta'im from a Pirush Rashi, and then a Gershon Bar Agola. And even though the problem is there are all kinds of theories here, contradictions left and right, that's usually a sign that it can't be Rashi. Rashi does not contradict himself. Rashi is very precise, and it's really astounding the Pirush that Rashi wrote on Kol HaShas. And even though Rishonim, Taisus often asks these kind of questions, but then we ask them. But the real Perush of Rashi and Moikon emerged the last number of years, all kinds of kisvayad that were produced. Okay, so now that we have said that, but this Rashi, we have to accept the Perush, that's called the Mefarish. So the Mefarish that's printed on the text here has three different terms. Zimur, where a person, essentially, you go ahead and you cut on a fin that are dry of a geffen. That's what the pasuk says. Inve nezirecha. The kasamin, the second word, is also zimur, but kirsum is with trees. Mizardin, as I Rashi explained, that's heavily weighted on the tree. So basically, according to this mefarish, what is the zimur that the Torah prohibited? The answer is that Rashi, the mefarish, rather explains cutting growth which is dry of the geffen, which means we want to remove the shoots of the geffen that are unnecessary, that clearly have no purpose, that prevent the proper growth of these kfanim. Now, this is obviously in contrast to zirud, which is the third item mentioned over here, that there you include in the cutting yiveshim, but lachim as well. That's what Rashi, or the Mufarish again, adds to this. Means there are branches, not only are they dry, they're also wet, and they're moist. And apparently it has too much shrubbery. And that could apparently affect the growth of this item. So that is asur midrabban. So what's fascinating over here, zmira that the Torah asked, you cut anafim yibeshim. You cut what? Dry anafim of the geffen. You remove them, they're unnecessary. But there's also another malacha, zirud, where you are cutting moist and dry anafim. And that's also dabbaran, pelotzer. How do you reconcile this? Right? Two lines apart. Secondly, when Rashi explains kirsum, which Rashi said refers to trees, which is also dabbaran, we're talking about exactly the same action as zimur. We're talking about kitzitzat anafim yibeshim. We're cutting dry anafim. Except the only distinction is that zmira is begefen, that is in the vine, and kirsum refers to shari lanos, other trees. So this is somewhat startling. How could one be min haTorah and the other is the Rabbana? The geffen, if I do this action of pruning in the vine, it's asur min haTorah. If I do another etzim, it's asur Rabbana. What in heaven's name is going on here? So then we tell the Sofer Chava. I think I mentioned Rabbi Rimon quotes me in the Sefer more than once, apparently. I have contact with him over the years. So I once told him that Rav Soloveitchik said about the Eglei Tal, he called him Chassidus Shabriska. He loved the Eglei Tal. Eglei Tal is a fantastic Sefer. Both the Eglei Tal, which has Shels and Chubis, and the Eglei Tal, which is a parish on Masechta Shabbos, which is absolutely fantastic, along with Malachis. So I'm going to read to you the language of the Eglei Tal, which is absolutely revolutionary. He writes, the Kol Avodos Elilonos Einim La Torah. Todos Einim. All Avodah having to do with the tree is a Toloda. It's not Min HaTorah. Vein is a Toloda, Rak Betzira, Uzmira, Tassidu Bikra. We just saw in the Gemara here, my God, that it's different than Shabbos. They have Avos and Todos. They are both Min HaTorah. But here, only the Todos that I mentioned in the Pasuk are considered to be Todos. Namely, Betzira Uzmira. Usharik Lamas Delok Sivisham. Din Achilayim. Other Ilanas that are not mentioned have a separate din. And he gives examples. Mesika Bezesim. That's the verb that's used when you cut olives. Mosek. V'chen Kirsum Ilanas. When you cut the extra shrubbery and trees. Eino Min HaTorah. And then he goes on to say, Miu Binoteya. Which we already spoke about. The Rash. Rash Mishan, Seper Shah Mishnah, Seper Shri, Seper Galah, says the Chayim Adaraisa. Notea, which means the plant. That you lie, Bumana Torah. Mashma says the Eglei Tal. I feel the Sharin on us, the not Karen. Even other trees that are not necessarily vines. So why is there a distinction? Says the Rash. This Eglei Tal quotes him. Vine, we should be Notea, Karen, Vade Chayim, Mikal Machom, et Zimur. That's what we mentioned 2 weeks ago. That if you plant the Karen, Yechayev. Why? Kavachom Zimra. If pruning is Asmara Torah, Kavachom Notea, planting. That's certainly Asmara Torah. That's what the Rashi says, it must be a Kavachom. But the Torah doesn't mention it. And that's an Isra Mena Torah. B'shuv, says Eglei Tal, Gam Kodi Lodos Chayev Lamas Diyasam. Any tree that you do, Yechayev for planting, the Shein Mechod, the Netiyas Kerem, the Netiyas Shari Lodos. Zeh Mezeh Notea Mikri. No matter what you plant, whether you plant vines or you plant other trees, that's called planting. That's exactly the same Shem. Rak b'kirsum patar, only if you do this act of kirsum, which Rashi or the Mefarish over here said, that's zimor, but it refers to ilanos, but that's the patar. After the Rashi, b'rash u'kei zimor, b'komotom shem achir lahem. It has a different name. Zeh zimor, b'zeh kirsum. Pilei ployim. What the Eglei Tal says here. He's trying to reconcile the conflict with the city of Rada. Notea is a din daraisa. It applies across the board. The answer is notea, whether it's a kerem or shailanos, that's called notea. Planting. However, when it comes to zimur and kirsum, one is asim and atorah, and one is asim and abana. One refers to ilanos, and the other refers to kfanim. It was according to him, what's kovea the halacha? The answer is Lashon HaEvrit. That's Kobeh HaLoch. Netia, there's no distinction between whether you're Notea vine or you're Notea Eitzim Acherim. So once we have the Chiddush of Notea Eitzim Acherim, this is according to the Rash, then anything that's called Netia is included in the Eitzim. Doesn't make a difference what kind of a tree. This tree is Netia, and that tree is Netia, and the third tree is Netia. However, Zmira says the Eglei Tal has a different Shem in different types of trees. Geffen, you know what we call it? Zimur. When it comes to a vine, it's called Zimur. Zmira. Other Ilanos, what is it called? Kirsum. So since the Torah only asked what? Zmira. In vain Zirecha, Torah says, Tzviach Tzircha L'sitzar, and only mentions Zmira by Karen, by Kfanim. And the Gemara says that the only Chayev for these told us and the others are not Chayev. So therefore, they're only liable for Pa'ula that's called Zmira. Not for other Pa'ulos that have other names, even though it's identical. It's exactly the same issue. This is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. I don't think it's such a good way. I don't fully grasp what he's saying. But basically, it's not that he's making a distinction between a carrier of a vine and other kinds of etzer. It's not learned out for the word karmacha. Even if the Torah actually would not mention kerem, it's learned from the word tizmar. The Torah says karmacha lo tizmar. And therefore, the Torah is very precise. Even though we don't understand the distinction between zimur and kirsum, they're more or less hanuhach. Exactly the same pu'ula that's being done. But essentially, only the pu'ulot that mentioned the Torah explicitly are also ashrius. So what emerges is that, let's say, when we talk about harvesting, so we mentioned the Torah has two other yisurim, kitzira and bitzira. The Torah says, sodchol sizva kalayim, sodchol the sizva, the kamachol the sizmor, and then a sviach kitzirchol the sixor, don't harvest the svichen. Don't do bitziro, which is also harvesting ananovim. So essentially what he's saying, that there's no isur in the Torah of what's called ktifat gevul, when you pluck something that's growing. But rather, it has to be called either kitzira. Generally, kitzira is found where? With tvua. When you're talking about grain, that's when you speak about kitzira. And bitziro is with ananovim. These are the Pugulos mentioned in Chumash, but it has another name, namely Mosek Bezesin. You're plucking the olives. But the verb that's used is a different verb. Tainin, Ore, which is used by Tainin, another verb. Or what's the verb used by Tmarim? Goder. The term Goder used by Tmarim. That is only awesome. Now, wow. What a shita. So, the Ve'adi is like the Michas Chinuch does not agree with him, and he is going on this position of the Egwe Tzal. And even the Rambam, who brings the Gemara Kipshuto, but the Rambam passes that Zomer is also in the Torah, and he'll say it's not also in the Torah, against the Rash. As I mentioned, Rash has this called Zomer, the Rambam does not agree. The Rambam says, Notea, not also in the Torah, even though with Zomara, it's very hard to understand what the Rambam says. Certainly, there's no distinction between Bitsira and Mesika. There's no distinction. Zmira and Natira are two different types of work. One is planting, one is pruning. So I understand the chiluk between them. But Bitsira, go there, it's Marim, Mosek Mesesim, or Rebetainin, it's exactly the same pula. I'm just taking a scissors and I'm cutting the item off the tree. So the only distinction is Hashem. That's no makom to be mechalik between these items. So anyway, Tal somehow is saying here something which is, to my mind, absolutely chadshani, revolutionary, and Atfi Svara does not seem to really have a foundation for what he says. So there's another explanation, again, going back to this Mefarish, even though, as I said, it's not Rashi. And here's where the Akronim have a field day. I'm trying not to completely put you to sleep, but this is a very famous issue that is discussed by many. And perhaps one could argue, and here now, I'm letting myself simply become a bit speculative, which is a tendency on the part of many people who had some connection to this. But the speculation is not purely speculative. It has to be some basis for this kind of speculation, which I will share with you in a moment. It would seem that when I take other types of wood, or other types of trees, I should say, and I do zomer, I prune them, so as I said, that is excluded from the Issa. Not because it's not included in Zemira, as he suggested, but rather the Torah says Karmacha. Pasuk says again, Sotcha lo sizva, Karmacha lo sizma. So just like the Gemara said here in Zaykon, that only the actions that I mentioned in the Pasuk are awesome in the Torah, so too, I would say that these actions are also only in the Gidulim that are mentioned in the Torah. So what did the Torah ask? Zmira b'kara. The Torah did not ask Zmira b'shari lados. It only mentions the Isa of Zmira when it comes to a kara. So it could be that the Torah is limiting the Isurim of Shemitah to major Gidulim like kara, like Gefet. Now, this is right, then of course we're going to have to also limit the Isra Bitsira to Gefen alone, because it says that in Bein Nezirech alone sitsa. So that's a second possibility, which I think is difficult. So that which I just speculated, let it remain in the realm of speculation. Now I'm just going to share with you a few others, because I did research the matter. And the first person to go to is the Chazanish. And he really... the Chazon Ish wrote, as they say, he wrote the book on Zohar, if I could use such a language. Certainly on Shrias, but the Kimad on all Zohar, the book on Zohar was written by the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish explains this Mefarish, I call him Rashi now, but this Rash, the third kind of way. And with that, he wants to understand the position of the Rambam. And as I said, the Rambam does not accept this distinction of the Rash, because this Kal Chomer that the Rash is based on, the Rambam doesn't accept it. And I'll read you the Lashon Rambam that you do have in front of you. I think we read it yesterday. But look at the pages in front of you, you can actually see it. So the Rambam writes over here, Perek Beis, Halacha, Perek Gal, Halacha Beis. We read it yesterday, but I'll read it again. Page number 3, the Rambam says that Ein alokim ben haTorah el alazriya or alazmira yalaksira alavetzira. Exactly what it says in Chumash. Those four isurim is what you get malchus for. The echad hakeh, Rabbi Shari Lanos, Rabbi does not see any basis to distinguish between kara and other trees. Why? Why shouldn't you distinguish between them? For those that which we suggested, the Torah only asked the kara, what I said a moment ago, Rabbi rejects. Kerem is a binyanah for all ilanos. Why should it be? It's a paradigm for all trees. So now I decided to look more carefully. Now the Rambam translates. I didn't actually. This would require a lot of careful study of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. I'm not going to suffer you with that, but I will just mention to you that the Rambam has in Pirush HaMishnayos definitions that are not in sync with that we saw just now from the Mefarish. The Rambam has a different translation of these terms that I wanted to share that with you, if I may, and I'll just read it without getting into the details. I read the Rambam when it comes to Mekarsavim. Rashi said over here, the Mefarish said, Kirsum is first of Ilanos, but it's a kind of pruning. There's the Rambam. Korsin hashibonin biyad umashirin hatev. What do you cut? The shibonin. The stalks. And what is left over? The tev and the straw. Bukimo mecharsimin. Kimo yecharsimin achazir miyar. Rambam quotes a completely different pasuk. Does he take the word mekarsimim the kuf and turns it into a chof? Yechasimenu chazir miyar. So this action is being done in shibolim, has no connection to trees at all. So therefore, there's no distinction between karam and karamas. Of course, the Isa of Zmira applies to them equally across the board. According to the Rambam, Zmira is asana la Torah b'chala ilanos. But the Rambam goes further. Mizardin. So we saw before, a moment ago, the translation of the Mefarish, of Mizardin. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos translates it, Krisa sazrodin hamispashtim in ha'ilamos, uzrodin shem ha'anafim hanichratim ve'et hazamir. The Rambam says that, what exactly is zirud? You're cutting zvadim that are extending from the trees, and zvadim are the anafim that are cut, ve'et hazamir. Now, the Rambam understands that, and he writes this also in Masechta Shabbos. I saw a Pirush Mishnayos there. When you remove the Zmoro Te'ila, as he calls them over there. And so, for the Rambam, it's mashma that there's no distinction between Zirud B'Shari Lanov and the Pool of Zmira B'Kerim. But what am I doing? I'm cutting to enhance the growth of the tree. Any cutting which is done to enhance the growth of the tree, and Zirud are certainly among those Pool of. So the Gemara, by cut and said, Isa Dabon. So the Rambam exactly will have to say that that Pu'ula is also begefim in Atara, and B'Shari Lanov is also Dabon. Because essentially the Rambam has the same problem that they have with Kirsum, he has with Zero. But the problem is the Rambam does not distinguish between Kerem and Shari Lono. So what's going on over here? I don't know if you catch the whole, there's a very problematic here. This, so I'll just read again a Chazanisha. I don't need to try not to put you all to sleep, although I'm probably succeeding. The Chazanish, I'll just read his heter and then I will attempt to, even though it's going to take a few moments. So the Chazanish writes the following. Kavaros Rabbeinu Lishlol, Shalom no Ma'ashay, did Shriyas Bilal del Ma'ashay. The Rambam is clearly against that. He says it across the board. Why should we distinguish between Ilanot and Kerem? And he goes on, Barichos over here, essentially the Chazanish is saying, Ram holds essentially there's no distinction between Kerem and Shari Lanos. So had the Torah when it said Karmacha, Inveni Zirecha, meant Dafka. So then all the other trees would not be included in the Issa. Of Betzira, Betzia, even Rabbanon, they would have asked any of these Pugulos. That's why the Ram says Karmacha, not Dafka. Every Malach is also begefen, is also Gami Shari Lanos. So it comes out that really according to the Rambam, Tamira, that's also in our Torah, even Misharates him, and that's basically the halacha. However, I understood that there is a distinction between Zmira Misharates him and Zirud. Zirud exists, Misharates him. I went to look for pictures actually in a number of agronomy books. That Zirud exists because essentially they're very similar. Whether I cut the growth, the shoots, in order to improve the growth of the ilan, but this is slightly different apparently. And as I said, anytime you have in Shrias a deviation, that already makes the halacha somewhat different. So let's just summarize what the Chazanish says. Chazanish writes over here to explain the shita of the Mefarish and the Rash. There's no distinction between Geffen and Shar Eitzim, and certainly not like the Eben Tal that the shame of the Pu'ula is Koveya, but rather, we're talking about the actual pu'ula itself, not the shape. And the Rambam says that kirsum or zirud is exactly the same as mirah begefen, because we're talking about actions that are very similar. However, there are minor, very minute, nuanced differences between the tzurat ha-pu'ula. And apparently, in terms of the hashvah that it has on the tree, lemaisa is no isim al ha-Torah except as mirah sagefen. So if you find the tree that this mirah is similar to the Zmiras HaGefen, it will be also in our Torah. That's why the Chazanish Paschim Malacha, I saw this a while ago, that you're allowed to go ahead on Shvias and do Gizum Anafim, let's say Be'ez Tapuz. Let's say I have orange trees, and often if you look at orange groves, there are a lot of orange groves there as well. This is a very popular and very well-known fruit that's actually grown in great abundance here in Eretz Yisrael. I remember when I came to Eretz Yisrael in 1971, so tapuzin, that was something very, very popular. I don't think it's changed, as far as I know, here in Eretz Yisrael. And Yafa tapuzin, that was like a brand, kind of brand name. And so in an ace tapuz, so if you don't clear away the branches that are excess, it's going to dry, it's going to die. Because again, Gizum Anafim Mishayitim is only the Rabbanan Asa. And Chachamim, again, as we know, when they have here at the back of this, I'll get to it eventually, There's a distinction whether it's Luch Me Pera, Luch Me Ilan, you want to preserve the tree, that you're allowed to do. Luch Me Ilan, you're not allowed. Meshabeach is a Ilan. You can't improve anything to Ilan. People ask me, come out every week, I get questions. How do I know whether this is improving the Ilan or not? I said, don't ask me. Ask the gardener. Do not ask me. I don't have a clue. What improves the Ilan? What does not improve the Ilan? They ask me every single week in the shul. So somehow we have to assume again the Chazanish takes the Gemara in a very literal kind of way, that there's no Yisum in our Torah except when mentioned explicitly. Whatever is not mentioned explicitly, not Yisum in our Torah. I think our Kook also has a similar kind of approach. I saw it. Shabbat Aretz, I'll read his Lashon also from the Kutu Sakro. He writes, Hazmiran Ugai Slenu, Danashe Kortim, that Kola Hafim Mashirim, and Gufa Gefen. We cut off all the branches, we only leave the body of the tree. That's a derivative. I'm only to select certain branches you're going to cut. Those who are experts in this matter. That's all we're trying to do is extend the lifespan of this tree. Because what did the other branches do? They draw the sustenance and they literally kill and smother the tree by taking away the lachut, taking away the moisture. That's not included. What are we trying to do when we prune? We just want to extend the lifespan of the tree. That's called Ukmi Ilana. Even the Yisum Abonim doesn't exist. So there's no Yisum in our Torah unless the Torah specifically itemizes that Yisum. So Zmira in Begefen would be permissible, not even Bishar Eitzin, not only Bishar Eitzin, if you, in effect, somehow assume that we're not talking about the Zmira that the Torah has addressed. And here, Rav Kook, at great length, points out that he said, what the Arabs do today, chituch hanafim mi'emtza'am. You know, I don't have expertise in this matter. The Arabs somehow cut the anafim in the middle, and it's different than the Zmira that we do. We cut out complete anafim. We cut them out entirely. And so he basically writes, and he says, only the Rabbanan. And once it's the Rabbanan, again, like all these sort of Rabbanan, the Malcolm have said, all the memakams apply. Then whenever you do Sinisar, the rice of Islam, then you have a lot of heterion that you can play with, and that's exactly what both the Chazanish and the Rav Kook actually, again, and I imagine only memakam has it bubble, then you would be somech on this. And that seems to be, I think, a very significant position that's taken by many of the Gdolei HaPoskim, Shel Zmanenu, we've ever said this issue of Zemir. Okay, this is a technical issue, and as you can see, there are a lot of technicalities associated with it, and they're a bit on the complicated side, no question about it. So I guess I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'll leave it. And maybe I'll just mention by way of Sion, just by way of ending. So it's very fascinating. Someone actually discusses with me at some length. And I actually, again, in order to really learn Shemitah properly, you really have to go through the Chazanish of Kook. Without those two svarim, you are lost. So I'm not saying everyone has to learn the Chazanish and the entire of Kook, but firstly, it's the guide to go through, as I told this individual, to go through the Mishnayos of Shvi'us. That I think everyone can do. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. And I'm actually even attempting, I stress the word attempting, to learn it with some Talmidim and Ba'ishim. But only those that are willing to wade through a lot of technicalities is it going to work. So we're, Baruch Hashem, down to two Talmidim. Two out of 146 is not too bad. There have to be two that are exceptionally bright and it's not a bet, and they're holding learning in a very serious way. And so I decided to grab them Trying a few others, but it's just Baval Achli. But if you learn the Mishnayos, you'll discover it's not so complicated. What makes it complex is then when you start learning the first and the Mishnayos, the Rash, the Rashba Mishans, which is a Rani Perish, and there's also a Rambam, and obviously some of the Rash Siliyon, there's a few, and just the Rashba Mishans, a few others that are very significant. And then you go on the Rambams, and then this is what the Chazon Ish Lakish deal with. A great man. So I'm not telling you, Chas v'Shalom, what to do. You're all, Baruch Hashem, Torah and busy. But these are Mishnayos that I could die to learn in Mishnah year. I tell you honestly, if not in Mishnah year, I wouldn't have any connection to Mishnayos. But I sort of compelled myself to connect with it. And as you can see, once in a while, I'm trying to speak here in very general kind of terms. I usually don't get into too many technicalities, although I can easily do so. But I'm trying to avoid it just to make life less cumbersome for all of you and maybe just a bit enjoyable. I hope there's some enjoyment that you purchase in this or some the souls that come out of this. Mr. Hashem. So, Mr. Hashem, we'll continue. I appreciate the fact that you all come, and I really I thank you very much. That you're able to come, and it's very much appreciated.